New Market Square, Neuer Markt, and Town Hall. Neuer Markt is the market of the former Middletown. Along its western side, there are a total of 10 gabled buildings from the last four centuries. Neuer Markt was surrounded by a total of 34 gabled buildings until the Second World War. Take a look at the various buildings around the marketplace. On the western side is house number 16. It is the oldest building on the Neuer Markt. It dates from the 16th century and is a typical exemplar of the Renaissance. Today it is home to a gastronomic establishment. House number 12 is another attractive building on Neuer Markt. It has turrets on its gables. The building bears the marks of various stylistic eras and thus fits no one architectural style. The letters B and P on the upper gable of building number 12 are the initials of former owners. The building was erected around 1870. Number 13, the Rathsapotheke, has always been a pharmacy since its foundation in the year 1260. On the southern side of Neuer Markt is a building that came into being between 1953 and 1956. Today it is home to the main post office. Also on the southern side of the marketplace is the Hotel Haus Sonne. It first appeared in official documents in 1790. The jewel in its crown was the Apollo Hall, first opened in 1836, where, due to the hall's excellent acoustics, the Northern German Philharmonic Orchestra gave a major concert in 1897. On the 9th of March 1848, a People's Assembly was held in the Haus Sonne by 1,000 democratically minded Rostock citizens. In a petition to the Grand Duke, they demanded constitutional reform, the representation of the German people through a parliament, freedom of press and assembly, and other democratic rights. Historically, this assembly had major nationwide significance. Today's building is simple in style, but with numerous decorative elements on its gables. During the four-day-long bombardment of Rostock in April 1942, the Haus Sonne Hotel was destroyed. The German shipping company built a new Haus Sonne in 1970 as a sailor's hotel. The Steigenberger Group took over the establishment after the German reunification, renovating it and reopening it in May 1998. Today, the renowned hotel once more boasts an Apollo Saal for large events. In the middle of Neuer Markt, you find Professor Waldemar Otto's Seagull Fountain from 2001. It features statues of four deities: Neptune, Triton, Proteus, and Nereus. The Roman god Neptune can be recognized from his trident. The figure facing the rathouse is Triton, a sea god of arrogance and wantonness. Proteus is looking in the direction of Kropelinerstrasse and can change into different forms. Nereus sits on his plinth, deep in thought and bent over with age. The town hall for the so-called whole town is first mentioned in the 13th century. Medieval Rostock was comprised of three parts: the old town, the middle town, and the new town. These three mini-cities were unified in 1265 into the whole town. The town hall was first mentioned in 1278. More than 700 years old, it is one of Rostock's oldest secular buildings. Inside the building, the original duplex with Gothic arcades is visible. The town hall served as an exhibition hall and warehouse after it was established. Dressmakers, furriers, tanners, and other artisans had their stalls here. In front of the building on the market side was a porch or town hall arbor. It was here that the judges were in session. When sentence was passed, it was enforced with the active participation of the citizens. In 1584, the new house, also known as the wedding house or dance house, was added. This building principally served for hosting a wide range of festivities. The seven-turreted Gothic decorative wall, never freestanding, and the Gothic town arbor were completed around 1500. The seven turrets of the decorative wall are among Rostock's landmarks. In the 18th century, the Gothic arbor had to be torn down due to heavy storm damage. Between 1727 and 1729, it was replaced in a clash of styles with a Baroque porch. The modern hall of the town hall was divided into offices as the administration grew. The complete renovation of the town hall, finished in 2001, meant significant historical elements could once more be made visible and accessible to visitors. Following the wartime destruction of the council chamber, a lengthy extension to the town hall was built on its northern side in 1951. Please go even closer to the town hall. On the porch's fourth northern column, we find Johannes, the council serpent. The name comes from the fact that Rostock was granted city rights on St. John's Day, the 24th of June 1218. If you look closely, the snake has the tail of an eel. There are three explanations for the council serpent. One, as a symbol of prudence and wisdom, it is meant to remind the councillors to make prudent and wise rulings. Two, an eel is said to have ended up in the market during a flood and subsequently caught in the town hall. This is, however, quite unlikely, since Rostock lies 12 meters above sea level. Or three, when travelling journeymen were on the road and asked where they came from, they mentioned the serpent as their means of identification. If they came from Rostock, people believed them, and they were given food and work. This version is the most likely of the three. Now head away from the town hall and go past it on the right-hand side to reach our next site, the Kirchhoff House.